the things that I think you're really good at is standing in your convictions and having a firm knowing that you're making the best choices for you, for your kids, for your life. But how do you discern which voices in your life you should listen to?
There's another quote, and it feels a little harsh, but I love this quote. It says, don't give people with cheap seats to your life an expensive opinion of it. And so when it comes to that, and I don't like the term cheap seats, but when it comes to the voices that I have people listen in on, it tends to be the ones that I know truly see me and that I've let in on the level of the like trauma and life things that I've had. My brother, I've said this before, my brother suffered from drug addiction, and that literally directs so much of what I do, and sometimes to a fault. So I'll go to my husband, who knows me, who hasn't necessarily experienced that firsthand with anyone in his life, so he can take that outside view. I have a girlfriend who is an occupational therapist, and when I'm feeling like I need a side opinion of my kids, am I being over there? I'll go to her and say, I need you to be honest with me. So it's probably, I would say there's three people that I call, four, my dad's one of them, four people that I call that I know will talk it through me, but let me come to my own answer. And then at the end of the day, I still sometimes don't listen to the advice. Like everybody, you still are going to do what you're going to do. But I choose people that I know truly understand my heart with stuff.
Yeah, you've talked about before how with your kids, there's no parenting book or other parent who's the authority because no one's you and no one's had your kids. And I feel like that's so applicable to life in general. But how do you find the knowing within yourself to trust that you do know what's best for you and that you are able to make the best decisions for yourself?
Literally with hope, trust, and pixie dust, I swear to you. People are like, how do you know it's the right decision? I'm like, I don't. I know what my experience was. And I know that at the end of the day, and this is not, again, it's not my quote, but one of my girlfriend's dad said, parenting is a series of decision making, like decisions you make. And at the end of the day for your child, you hope you made more ones that benefited them versus ones that didn't. And so that's kind of how I look at anything. I look at my kids, they're completely unique. What they have and what they need is not the same. And so I always make sure that balances out in a way that feels equal to them, but also not in a way that just is a disclaimer on everything they do. So I trust seeing the results of that too. When I see London ask her sister to hand her something without getting angry, when Paige, my four-year-old, watches Corey, my two-year-old, having a meltdown and she says, let's do marshmallow breaths without me suggesting it. It's seeing that come through where they're doing it and they're doing their things. It's London disagreeing with me. I know I'm doing my job when London disagrees with me because she feels comfortable enough, and Paige is getting there too, to say, but I have an opinion on this, Mom, and I just want you to hear me out. And they'll ask me, I love when they say, are you angry? And I can say, no, I'm not. Or I can say, I'm feeling frustrated, because that is the proof that what I'm doing is coming through for them. The confidence, comfortable level to ask me about my emotions and to express theirs.